Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking off the air about everybody's departure time and whatnot for Ireland and for Steelers Vikings there. Jeff, I feel like you've been to Ireland a lot. Is that right?
I've been to Ireland. I have been to Ireland. Only once. I've been to Ireland. It's awesome.
Cliffs of Moher, all that stuff?
Oh, the whole nine yards with my dad.
Jameson
went all the way around.
Did you go to the Jameson Brewery?
Maybe.
St. James Gate?
I think Aaron Rodgers is right. There's nothing like a Guinness in Ireland.
Okay. There you go.
Seen it once, don't need to see it again kind of deal?
I'm good.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
How's the food there overall?
It's good.
You know what somebody told me about it? About Dublin in particular, like where all these bars are?
Okay.
Not as big as you think it is.
With the city itself?
Yeah, like kind
of.
I
knew it wasn't like a massive city or anything.
Temple Bar is cool. I remember going there and my dad was so ticked because we walk into a bar and they're playing Journey. And he's like,
where's the Irish
the hell?
Music?
Yeah, yeah. Where's something else?
That's great.
At least you too, you know, not Journey.
So they're not going over until Thursday night. Are they going to do a real practice there on Friday, or is it going to be like a walkthrough? Is this one of these like almost shorter week situations, like you're getting ready for a Thursday game after a Sunday game to some degree?
I think they just want to get the blood going, so they'll do a little bit more than a walkthrough.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Fridays aren't an intense practice here.
Yeah, true.
So the big thing for them is going to be telling them to make sure they stay awake. They're going to land in the morning, like, let's keep them awake. Let's get them in meetings. Let's get them through this, you know, this Friday practice. Then they can do whatever they want, and then they can go to sleep. But they want to make sure. That's why I'm here. Part of the reason is because
they moved up practice today. That's right. Injuries from practice. You had Elliott and Porter. They're already back on the field. They're limited, but it's a Wednesday, so it's early in the week. Good that they're already out there. Do you think it's ambitious to think both will play?
Probably ambitious at this point. However, I mean, in the drills that they were going through, as you can see online,
yep.
I mean, they looked all right.
They looked normal.
I mean, Joey hadn't been out there at all. We had seen some of Elliott, at least testing, and Joey hadn't been out there at all. So to see him, and, you know, hamstrings can be trickier than
who draws the short straw if Elliott's ready to play at safety? Peppers, Clark,
Peppers.
Thornhill?
Well, I mean, Thornhill's already kind of taking the short straw. Clark has had it as well because you saw in some of those packages where Ramsey and Peppers were the two safeties. So I think you'd probably see a situation where Clark would take some of the snaps, or the snaps would be taken away from Clark. Thornhill has already had them taken away.
Jeff, this isn't about practice today, but what do you make of how Mike Tomlin lavished praise on Brian Flores? All these things that make Brian Flores great, his willingness to adapt, he's always looking for something new. And then juxtapose that with the fact that Mike had that guy in his building, seems to have a hugely high opinion of his abilities, and didn't even so much as let him get the defensive coordinator title, much less let him run the defense. How do you square all that?
You're thinking about how you want to answer this.
He likes Terrell.
Does he like Terrell because Terrell doesn't really push back?
He also likes his control of the defense.
Yeah.
Does Mike think that he's a better defensive mind than Flores then at the end of the day? The ego there is, I know more than this guy? Because he doesn't, and he's not.
I don't know if it's as much an ego thing as I've got my ways. I know the things I want to do, And I think, I mean, we've seen it. Every floor is defense. You see, there's so many crazy, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but so many at times innovative, at times things that can blow up in your face, things that Flores' defense will do.
Do you think that organizationally there are people that share the viewpoint on Broderick Jones that we heard Ben Roethlisberger put out there, where he pretty much, I think, openly, to paraphrase, said, it's so bad you really should consider accountability there, meaning you should think about possibly benching him and moving on to somebody else?
Yeah, I don't think they're there yet. I really don't.
How do they? Do you think Tomlin was lying when he said he was pleased with the way he had played? I mean, what's?
I think we've heard kind of a public, hey, the line's taken a step. The line's taken a step, almost as if, hey, let's keep pumping these guys up. Like, let's keep it positive. Let's say that, because we have seen their offensive lines over the last few years improve over the span of a season. I think, man, now we're three games in. It's one thing, okay, it's a game. Okay, it's two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're into three, but I just don't see that yet. Now, I think those evaluations would happen depending on what happens on Sunday during the bye week.
How much do you think Pat Meyer bears blame for the fact that they've been so slow in coming together, that Jones has struggled, that frankly Fautanu hasn't been much better? In fact, Fautanu might want to send like a gift basket to Jones, because Jones being so bad has obscured the fact that the guy that they all fell all over themselves talking about how great he was going to be and how much they liked him at practice looks like, at best, a below-average right tackle so far.
Yeah, Sunday wasn't great, especially. And I agree with what you're saying. I mean, Pat is the offensive line coach, period. So does it stop with him? It does. I know some of the things I hear Trey question, I think Ben question, are the techniques. Like, why do they have these guys upright in obvious situations? I mean, but that is something that Arthur could say, let's not do that.
Yeah,
or
sure.
Mike
or
could
Mike.
Say, let's not do that.
Yep.
So I think they're trying to find a way of, how can we make it better for these guys? How can we get them some confidence? Or what can we do to put them in a position to win more often?
Do you think this is the week we see them utilize these tight ends in a more creative way and in a bigger way, where they're more a part of the game plan like they were billed to be before the season started?
Well, I think we saw so much sideways against New England because they wanted to get rid of the football.
And that's not going to change against Flores.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I don't think they want to get too complicated in facing a defense that can do so many complicated things. Like, what they were talking about today after practice was that while they didn't use the phrase keeping it simple, like, they want to get to their plan and not try to react to everything that Minnesota's trying to do to them to get them off their game.
I think it's such a commentary on the, I guess, the Steelers players too, or like, just to use the Steelers defense compared against Minnesota's, is all these pre-snap looks, and everyone has said you have to have a great coordinator but this incredibly high player IQ to be able to mask all that stuff. And yet you've got the 20-year head coach who's been the coordinator for almost 15 of those years, and you've got future gold jacket guys at probably at least two positions and maybe three if you want to count Ramsey. And apparently the Steelers cannot, like, do some of these elaborate schemes here.
I will tell you that we saw in camp them do – they were trying some different schemes. They were moving Ramsey around. They were doing some things that were very innovative. Then they had early injuries. And then communication became an issue, which I think has lessened, obviously, some of the things that they can do because they're not communicating with the simple
things. I mean,
this
has got to be a Jefferson versus Ramsey game, right, where Ramsey just defends him the whole game?
I think so.
And you don't really see him at safety because they've got such an elite wide receiver.
Not that Addison is, you know, is
a scrub by any means.
Yeah.
We saw that at
Pitt. Scrub number two. And that's going to, I mean, his first game, he's going to be bursting out of those gates.
I could make a joke there, but I'm not going to do it.
I could make the same joke.
Poor taste.
Yep.
Jeff, your prediction. This is a game, the Steelers. If you said to Art Rooney before the season started, what game do you want to win the most in 2025? He is picking this game without hesitation over the Ravens games, the Bengals games, the Browns games. He looks at this as like his dad's legacy to go there and win this game. So are you picking the stars to align in the Steelers to go to Dublin, get to 3-1 at their bye week, and maintain their place at the top of the AFC North?
No. Oh, it was a nice lead-in.
Score?
31-20.
Star of the game? Brian Flores. They carry him off the field. They give him a petty game ball. Jefferson.
Ooh, a petty game ball would be nice. I mean, I think the worst...
He can't take a petty game ball on the Steelers, though, because...
Tomlin extended him an olive branch when no one else would. I will say this, though. You want a game that would make Mike look the worst, an outcome of this game. His defense plays so-so, and Flores is just clamps them. Like, if it's 20-3 where the Vikings don't do a ton, but they do enough, or, like, they get a defensive score, and Flores just has every answer...
You know,
that would make Mike look terrible, I think.
You know a guy who's played well against Aaron Rodgers? Harrison Smith.
Oh, he brought him up today.
Well, because he's a high IQ guy, too, on the back end. He's probably one of the reasons they can do all this stuff.
Yeah, he's been a problem for him.
Who was the guy over there today that's saying, hey, is it true that if you win together, you drink together?
The team that drinks was together wins together.
Donnie, who's that guy that used to be in the Tomlin press conferences that we like, Tank?
No, it's not Tank.
Was that Tank?
It was not Tank. It was... Well, I guess I could say who it was. It was Jim Wexel.
No. Jim Wexel?
I mean, I felt
Jim's like the ultimate X's and O's guy. Yeah, he's now asking questions about drinking beers together after games?
Tony, I'm telling you, I'm shocked by that. He sensed a good mood from Rodgers and decided to strike while the iron was hot.
Man,
with a
he's
fun
like
question.
The classic buttoned-up football guy.
And if you haven't seen the video on 93.7 The Fan social media, the expression from Tomlin.
Oh, Tomlin was the MVP, of that video.
Was a lot of fun.
All right, Jeff, good stuff.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.